the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Good morning, dear friends. The celebration is based on some sacred food, the transfiguration of our Lord. According to today's gospel, a week ago, Jesus had asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And after Peter answered him, "You are the Son of God," Jesus has commanded them not to say that to anyone. Perhaps Peter was reinforced at this because in his perplexity. "Then what do you ask for?" But as soon as Jesus left and was perplexed enough for the disciples, Jesus immediately tells them that he would have to suffer, that he would die, and that the disciples had to be ready to deny themselves and offer God every day and follow him. I imagine that during the week, the disciples of Jesus were worried about all that God did. And I imagine that Jesus was also worried. It is not easy to face the bad news of life, such as the death of a loved one, the announcement that we receive the news that we have a terminal cancer, or even if it's not terminal cancer, the apparent failure of an important professional project, or the end of a romantic relationship. And when those moments come, Jesus recommends us to do what he himself did at all times when he had to make decisions and to be strong in the face of life setbacks. And it is ready. Pray at the feet of God. As we have to choose in our organization, prayer means talking to God, treating God as a friend, talking to who is within ourselves, in the inner heaven of the human soul, as we repeat again and again and again. Jesus, by praying, enters for into communion with his Father, and then praying from the depth of his soul, the Father heard his prayer. Perhaps Jesus asked the Father to show his strength to the reality of his glory so that they would not lose faith in the days of suffering and the cross pain. We don't know what he prayed for, but we do know that an amazing miracle occurred. So, let's imagine that at that moment, the disciples no longer saw Jesus in the same way. After what Jesus had told them, they knew that their king was not going to enter with a sword in his hand to take Jerusalem and declare himself as a new king, but that he was going to die like a noble, adult human being. He was going to die. However, Jesus knows the heart of his friends. So he manifests his unity to them at that moment through the apparition of Moses and Elijah, and to the voice of the Father who bears witness to his Son. "Jesus is my beloved Son, my Savior, my chosen. Listen to him." The image of Moses, who represents the prophet story of Moses, who represents the law, the Torah, and Elijah, who represents the prophet, together in the work of the Heavenly Father, made the passage of the transfiguration one of the clearest declarations of the divinity of Jesus in the heart. That man who will die for us is more than a mere mortal man. Jesus is God himself. Jesus is God. He's the beloved Son of the Father. And this is confirmed by the law, the prophets, and God will tell if he's wrong. The reality of Jesus exceeds everything that has been decided for the Christianity about what the Messiah was. Or rather, the reality of this Messiah was far removed from the grandeur that the disciples thought a real Messiah should have, and was closer to the grave of Simeon, of the humble servant of Yahweh. After the experience in Mount Tabor, the disciples were not the same. Of course, they exalted in the passion and death of Jesus Christ. They were not perfect, they were human and hard. But John, for example, he remained faithful even at the foot of the cross. And Peter had to be questioned at three times before he had to prepare to die. They who witnessed the beginnings of Jesus on Mount Tabor, who were the king on Mount Gethsemane and saw him with blood, and the cries of the man, Jesus, as much as possible during those eager hours of testing, obtained an opportunity that made them capable of recognizing the miracle of the resurrection and of proclaiming to all nations that Jesus Christ is alive and is God himself. So Peter, James, and John became pillars of the church. Witnesses that behind the contradictions and suffering that sometimes humans see, God has a plan of grace, healing, love, redemption, and eternal life. So we too are heading now for a bit from the day of Christ here. It's our love table. That is now, as lived by Peter, James, and John, a love with Jesus. The now that we are celebrating in this moment is that time in which eternity and the presence unite the grace of God and the church of the transfiguration is a special place of praise, which is offered to all human beings without any discrimination. Can you observe the honor from the Jewish beloved community? More than the building, this community of faith. It is faith. It is faith where every song in the presence of Jesus makes to pray together, to praise God, listen to his word, and feed on the bread from heaven and the palace of salvation. Transfiguration is a meeting place. It is one of those places that allows the human being to take a break, to find himself or herself or herself, to see other people and God to come up with their fellowship. The real church, which seems to have been broken in time, we see all buildings around us. This place allows passers by to solve their rapture. Even for a moment in the room, which was the reality that he also present there in the midst of daily activities. This community is, as I read in the book about the history of the church, a house of God where plans to change and are forgotten, the example of all that Christians and love and charity among humanity. Our church, this church, has been a transfiguration for society in our city. In times when people were fighting for their freedom, this church was a refuge and a home for these people. A prestige of the freedom that African American communities would conquer over time. Or when actors, they were struggling for my churches, you know what, even, and they closed their doors to actors. This church allows so many people dedicated to art to contemplate with their eyes God himself in the bread and wine. And when in order not for all time, LGBT love community could not find a place in the heart of Christ, and in his church, this time, triple matters to God and will fix all the emergencies, even as it is what not politically correct. We need to say, because this community was able to see through the God's pain of this community, the desire of every human being to participate in the glory for which we have all been created. When the world sees great carriers that they rejected, the person who has experienced the miracle of transfiguration can teach people and situations in their essence and absolute beauty. They say that I have been observing that the grateful cases of people when they contemplate the art and tradition of this place, when the smells and bells in the sacred space of worship, when the sounds of music, the flavors of bread and cookies and coffee and tea at the end of the service or something else that we will have today, they make us feel home. When the aroma of the flowers, the incense, or the flowers in the garden, or the birds that stay in the house and from form a divine melody in the air. All this beauty that we share here in this church is what we call beautiful goodness, the way of beauty. Yes, we can evangelize to you, to us, showing people the very immortal reality here. On Friday, when I went to close the day, I found a group of girls. They were so excited to see the church, and they asked me, "Is it the church of sex and the beauty?" Well, you know, you see all the little church around the corner. I don't know that the church of sex and the beauty. But when I go there, there's a beauty. And a team from the sex and the people up from here, they we were made of love at home. Those sounds of joy reinforce the conviction that this church led of people for different reasons. And the beauty of him to bring people to have the power of the Christ, blessed be God. The church of the transfiguration led people that provided the church as a mountain. Japan says, glory, not now in the human body, as he was, this world 2,000 years ago, but also the humble appeal of bread and wine. All the gold of Laura, the majesty of the hymns, the fragrance of the flowers, the incense, the light of the candles, the elegance of the vestments of the sacred minister, the beauty of the sound. Everything is led a transfiguration. It is a moment of manifest in many ways. The God and figure God in his spirit. On the altar, in the tabernacle, in the Latin cross form, in the candle, and in the heart of each one of the believers who are gathered here in the church of that transfiguration, the little church around the corner. God is here. Jesus, the beloved Son of the Father, is here. And he wants to say, "Master, it is true for us to be here. Let us make the